That's a first.
The one that I was gonna get rid of is you. You're gonna leave on your own.
Who are you? Dominate, no worries.
I got four y'all down, never make it to the house. I ain't driving.
We walked here. Oh, no. Wait a second. Susan, we made some good sense.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know.
And you almost ate with us.
No, no kidding, Roberto. It was no trouble. I mean, get your damn face away from my sandwich. I hate people that
live in your sandwich.
No.
Your sandwich.
It's my sandwich. And you know what?
I'll
tell you what.
Joke.
I'm not talking y'all.
No, no. Wait,
hey, Rosetta, cut the...
No, man.
The animal. No, she had a good sandwich, Julia.
She's so damn trenchy, she saved the crust.
Hey, you know what?
I do a bread pudding.
I know what you're having tomorrow, bread pudding.
That's
with
right.
The crust.
Because she can't afford the raisins.
Right.
Did that make any sense?
Oh, double talking like Tommy.
And Rosetta's all right. We made a better sandwich than Aunt Rosetta did. I don't care.
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
And Aunt Roberta.
I have to sleep tomorrow.
Aunt Roberta.
Yes, I need it.
I had a good time making you.
I don't have to work tomorrow. I'll sleep till 4 o'clock tomorrow. You know
what?
Hard.
But the
best I don't get to bed now. Never sleep till 4
hey,
o'clock.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy, Roberta was right there cooking. I'm sitting right here, and I'm talking to Lawrence about welding. So he didn't come home. She said, how many people are coming? I said, set your machine at 60. She said, what time is going to start? I said, well, they leave the shop at 7. She said, what time y'all leaving here with Roberta? I said, they're not going at 3:30. She said, I got a rough one for you. What was that rough one? It took me a half hour.
Oh, Jewish, you messed up already. Jewish, Tom, I forgot to ask you how many people you invited. And you had the 55, right? I came up for you. I said, all right, I got a rough one for you. What time are you leaving? He said, the job's going to start at 7:30, but we're not going to leave till 3:30. I said, Julius, I'm rolling. I said, Julius, you're leaving the house at 3:30, because I understand his language, and you're going to leave Ethan's at 7. He said, that's true.
Roberta was right there. And she looked at me like that, too.
I wasn't even listening to you. I was listening to TV.
One.
I hear him talking John all the time.
He's got a fat mouth. He's biting his lips.
It's you.
Say it again.
What if I'm not
here?
No, when somebody, when I
wait,
meet...
Wait, what?
When I meet somebody that makes me laugh, it jams all my meat between my teeth. I bite my lip.
You forget you're laughing.
Don't make me laugh when I laugh.
That's a perfect thing.
Don't put no good things
in there. Your husband's so damn dumb. I have a perfect answer. I won't use it. That's alright, I'm gonna use it.
A perfect answer.
You stick, stop it. You stick that way, you hemorrhoids that, it's gonna make you do like this,
bro. I let this little boy chew it and say,
I got a remedy.
I buy it again.
I got a remedy.
What?
Don't
hit my trumpet.
Tell me, you shove that drumstick up here, and they make you do. But you never have to bite it. You won't bite it.
Everybody, hey, you know the corner, you know the corner lounge? Right by the golf course? It was all in there drinking. Got 3 pool tables in the back. And this guy says, I'll bet you $10 anybody in the bar that he could put a cue ball in his mouth.
Paper bag.
You know, stick it in his mouth. Ain't no way you put a cue ball in your mouth. Can open so far, and a cue ball is a lot big, you know. He ain't bad with everybody, nobody. So finally one guy said, okay, $10. I'll bet you. I said, okay, $10. He put the cue ball on. He opened his mouth. Why is he he couldn't fit the cue ball.
Right
he took another ball.
Off
the table. Well, I was there. I saw the woman there. Took the ball off the table. Held the cue ball on the body. Tapped him. And his teeth closed. Finally, the ball went in and his teeth closed completely around the cue ball. Ain't no kidding. He finally got it in. But then his teeth went around the cue ball. Because he'd open his mouth so far, he got that cue ball inside. His teeth is jammed around the outside.
And that cue ball,
he wanted to stand up.
He wanted to stand up. He worked on that crew all of a sudden. He said, "Daddy, what did that mean?"
Susan, let's go.
You're not 18 yet, God. Statutory rape, baby. Are you laying something, Lars? Lars, look for you.
A cue ball fell out of here.
Well, I'm trying to help
fell out your rectum. Say, rectum literally to kill him.
Why me, Lord?
Lars, you want some chicken salad?
You got a flashlight, it's cool.
You want some salad for lunch tomorrow, Lars?
No, you ain't gotta work.
Tommy, you wanna work? Want some chicken salad?
Tommy's going to Bahama. He's been working at hell.
Y'all gonna steal the damn mop now? Or y'all going out mop? Oh, y'all wanna use the mop? Get Roberta's mop and let's go.
Wilson, come on, man. Can't you see Uncle Jesus gotta go to work?
What after? Three.
As soon as four.
Why me, Lord? Why done this to me?
Come on,
Susan.
Let's go home.
Just
want to go to bed.
Oh, Lord. I'm not thinking about it. You know what
time it is? 3:15.
I've been up that early since I went to bed.
What time you gotta go to work?
First time down
back.